Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. We typically translate the word emunah as faith, but does it in fact mean the same thing? When we say I have emunah, is that the functional equivalent of saying I have faith? And what does it mean to have emunah? Is having faith enough, or is it only a component? This is the question addressed by Rabbi Simi Lerner in his series on Rav Hirsch's Horeb, Philosophy of Laws and Observances.
What do we mean by emunah? Now, on a very basic level, emunah means trust. Faith means trust as well, in its original sense. Faith comes from the word pistis, which means to trust, to be loyal. And this we do share that same root of the word emunah. When we say emunah, it's belongs to a semantic field, a group of letters, a group of verbs that all have this indication. The idea of trust from omein, to be committed to, umnon, which is a craftsman. But trust in one respect, not only in terms of its language, but also in terms of how it's used in the Bible. People are said to have emunah in Hashem while they're talking to him. It would be a bizarre thing to say that means a belief. It means they were loyal to God. Moses is said to have his hands up. Be'emunah. Emunah seems to be some sort of loyalty, as, with the word faith, a form of trust. But that is only the first stage from the Jewish standpoint. As I said, it isn't a theoretical concept for the Jew. It has a practical implication. As I said, the word omein. What does the word omein mean when a person makes a brocha? They say Baruch Atah Hashem, they bless God, and they make a bracha. People often shy away from this phrase Baruch Atah Hashem, blessed are you God. Somehow they translate it into some form of praise. God is the source of blessing, but that isn't really doing justice to the word Baruch. Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch points out that to bless God is what we are doing. It's not a praise, it is blessing God. How is it blessing God? Because we are committing ourselves to God's goals. Once we commit ourselves to God's goals, we are blessing him, because we are doing what he couldn't accomplish on his own. And this also does justice to the idea that we sometimes say, God blesses us. But moving on, the idea of blessing as being a commitment to furthering God's goals in the world, when a person says amen, they are affirming it. They are saying, I too will live this out. As I said, the root of the word is related to a craftsman. A craftsman has a concept in his mind, but he has to live it out. If he doesn't live it out, he's not doing it correctly. And I really think this phrase really does pinpoint what we mean by emunah. Emunah isn't a theoretical concept. It's not an exercise of the mind, like it is with Christianity. The mere trust in Jesus, in their respect, is enough. For a Jew, it is deeply committed to action. It has to be lived out. It's not so much what you claim to believe or what you think your cognitive state might be. That's part of the story. But the other part of the story is how it's lived out.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that share and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.